Previously on Super Tap Film Club, what's the deal with the seashells? That was Demolition Man. What did you reckon to that one, Mark?
Mark? Where's Mark?
Well, we don't know where Mark's gone then. He's just disappeared.
Excellent film. Favourite film. Childhood favourite. Loved it. Really good. Loads of beef. And a bit of Taco Bell. Malachi, can you have a look at this?
Mark?
Fletcher, I have frozen you in a time cube away from your friends in the podcast. The voice of the Tativerse. You have ignored me for weeks now, and I have
a demand for you.
A demand. An award ceremony!
Ugh, don't!
Live from Tina Turner's Thunderdome! Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, whatever it is, wherever you are. You join me on the red carpet outside the Thunderdome. Not the evil one that was paid for with Saudi Arabia blood money. No, the only Thunderdome we're interested in is Tina Turner's Thunderdome. And that is going to be the venue for tonight's second annual Tati Awards. Oh, who's that I can see now? Is that Gary Daniels? Gary Daniels, do you have a quick...
Jesus Christ, oh fuck off, mate.
Gary Daniels straight past me there.
Fucking Tronda.
Thank you for joining us this evening. Please, sit yourself down. Get some popcorn. Because the Tativerse has spoken. The Tativerse has demanded a sacrifice. The Tativerse has demanded an award ceremony. Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. It is time for the second annual Tati Awards, or we will be forever frozen in time.
Three, two...
Who's done this? Turn it on! Who's turned all this on?
Who ran Bartertown?
Tina Turner runs Bartertown, doesn't she? Who's already booked it off?
Who ran Bartertown?
Listen to me, sunshine. As far as you're concerned, we own Bartertown. We pay Tina to get that friggin' eating on. Get the lights on!
Let's get on with it. Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, whatever it is, wherever you are. Be well, ladies and gentlemen, be well.
Be well.
It's Super Tap Film Club, but it's different this week. As you can see, we are inside this massive structure in the desert of Australia. We've been forced to do an award ceremony against our will, but we've dressed up to the nines, ladies and gentlemen. Hollywood Fletch, how's it going, Hollywood Fletch?
I am okay.
Yeah?
This place is really big.
It is really big. Yeah, it is. And you look at what are you wearing this evening? Please explain your costume.
My costume is influenced by none other than Rufio from the classic Spielbergian hit Hook.
Good. So Lost Boys, but not the Lost Boys that we know and love.
Not the ones that you always bang on about.
Yeah, you're the Lost Boys. And Magic Mark, how are you doing this evening in the Thunderdome?
Mate, it is an honour to be in my very favourite Thunderdome.
Yeah, that's true. This is Tina's. We're in Tina's place now. What are you wearing this evening, Mark?
Well, in honour of discovering my second favourite scene in a film of all time this year on Super Tap Film Club, I have come as Michael Ironside from Highlander 2. Behold my black jeans with knee-high boots. Behold my weird wraparound shirt with funky brooch. Behold my shit WWE title belt. My leather gloves, my scar face, my odd sword, and don't forget my double cape that makes me look a bit like Jack the Ripper.
You've gone all in there, Mark. You've gone all in.
I just put some puka shells on.
Yeah, he's got some puka shells on and cut his midriff off his t-shirt, basically.
Nice. It's good luck for you.
It's good though, it's good. The street punk look suits you. And as with you, Mark, the leather clad overlord seems to suit you. You're like a little Rob Halford in the making.
Thanks.
You're like Baby Halford.
Baby Halford.
There are worse things to be.
Yeah, there are worse things to be. So this is the second annual Tatty Awards. It's a little bit different to the first one we did that was sprung on us this time last year from out of nowhere, where a load of envelopes just turned up at Fletcher's house before he came round. We had no idea what's going on. This year, they've ramped it up. It's like, as you can see and you can hear from the crowd and the screens all around us, they've gone whole hog this year. They really have pulled out all the stops. The Tattyverse has spoken.
This cost a few quid.
This did cost quite a lot of money.
I'm excited.
Look at the stage, it's fit for a king, or it's the sort of thing that like Kiss would charge £40 for you to watch in Dubai. Did you see that?
Yes, I did. I saw Kiss going, look how expensive all these things are.
Yeah.
Whilst people are dying.
Oh, is this the New Year's Eve thing?
$40, Mark. $40. And do you know what the funny thing, well, the thing is?
What?
It was only $40 to watch it live because they repeated it in the evening for free.
Ouch.
Ah.
I watched The Hoot Nanny on BBC Two.
Oh, we watched an hour of Ghost News, the top 20 scariest ghost situations from the internet in the past year. It was pretty scary.
Well, it was Nuke's top 5, top 20 end of the year.
Yeah, but New Year when we couldn't go out. But we've come outside today because we've been transported via a time cube, whatever that means.
Is the Thunderdome in Dubai?
No, the Thunderdome is in an undisclosed Australian location, Mark.
It's in Australia.
It's in Australia. And I've noticed that we do actually have one live studio audience guest here this evening. He's sat there on his own. It's Gary Daniels.
GD, it's GD. How are you doing tonight, Gary?
So our first award of the evening, I'm going to hand you over to Magic Mark Adams to hand out the award for, or the tatty rather, for the Sing Hosanna to the King of Kicks Award.
Thank you, Malachi J. Matthews, if that is your real name. And it is an honour to be here to announce the winner of Best Kicks 2020, because I do like kicks. I do like kicks. If I had to pick a type of strike that I liked the most, it would be kicks, unless there was a bow staff. Anyway, the nominations for Best Kicks are Gary Daniels for Blood Moon, Billy Blanks for TC2000, Busta Rhymes for Halloween, the one with Busta Rhymes in, or Jean-Claude Van Damme for Double Team. And the winner is it's Gary Daniels, the Blood Moon.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Gary Daniels.
Oh, Struth, mate, strike a light. I'm totally fucking, I can't believe I've won this award. Struth, apples and pears, knees up by the brown. I'm just going to chuck another shrimp on the barbie. The good thing about today is I haven't had far to travel to the old Tina Turner tea diamonds, you know, because I only live round the corner in foggy old London town, which isn't really that far away. Knees up by the brown, thanks for the award. Right, Gary Daniels, you fuck it, I'll kick ya.
Gary Daniels.
Cool. And he only came from just round the corner, he said there. He lives in foggy old London town, which isn't really that far universally from the middle of the Thunderdome. Yeah, the middle of the Outback. So, yeah. Gary Daniels, have a Foster's, mate. Go back and have a Foster's. He's the only guest that's in the crowd. Everybody else is here on shonky iPads all over the walls. For our second award of the evening, which is the Beefiest of the Beef Award, we've got a special guest coming in to hand out that award, guys. It's only Big Fucking Joe. Please bring Big Fucking Joe into the Thunderdome!
Big. fucking deathmatch wrestler, pro wrestler, henchman, doorman, goon, whatever the fuck, if you pay me, I'll be there. And that's exactly what the guys from Tat Club have done and got me to host the Tatty Award for
Beefiest Beef.
Surely it's got to be Beefcake. The nominations are Patrick Swayze in Roadhouse, Kurt Russell in Escape from LA, Sylvester Stallone, Cobra, Busta Rhymes in that one Halloween movie that no one fucking watched, and guys, what the fuck? No David Arquette. Super fucking twat club. David Arquette is harder than all these fucking bastards. I mean, he did a fucking death match with Nick Gage. What the fuck? Fuck this. Fuck me. The winner of the fucking beefiest Beefcake Award is David Arquette and the WCW 2000 roster. Fuck you.
Big fucking Joe there leaving the stage in a fucking mess covered in glass and blood like he always does. And also disregarding the nominations. Not interested in any of those films whatsoever. Disappointed with us for not actually nominating Ready to Rumble. So Ready to Rumble, David Arquette and all the WCW wrestlers win that tatty. There's nobody here to get it, but Joe's took it. He's gone. He's took it.
I'm scared.
I didn't like Ready to Rumble.
I know you didn't like Ready to Rumble, but Joe loved it, unfortunately.
To be fair, he can do what he likes because, you know, he's big and scary and he'll probably hit me with shit.
This brings us to the third award of the evening, ladies and gentlemen. This tatty is for the tastiest jam. Mm. Tastiest jam, guys. There's an added bonus with this tatty because whoever wins this award, whoever's name is in this envelope, will be performing live on stage right here in Tina Turner's place. Isn't that exciting, guys?
Tasty, tasty.
I'm excited.
Everyone's excited. So,
put some of that jam on my toast, please. Or on a scone. Ooh, scone.
Ooh, lovely scone. There's no time for scones, Fletch, because the nominations for the tastiest jams are Vanilla Ice, Ninja Rap, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, The Secret of the Ooze, Drum Spy from 1990, The Bronx Warriors.
Oh, the drums guy.
Yeah, the drum spy. He went out there.
The drum lad.
Yeah, the ogre sent him out. The Offspring for the Ramones covers in Idle Hands. Oh, come on, guys. He got his head pulled off. And they didn't play any Offspring songs, so it's fine.
Yeah, but the Ramones are better.
And that's what I'm saying. That's why he's up for an award, mate.
They were in a better film and all.
What, Rock and Roll High School?
Yeah.
And our fourth and final nomination goes to the sexy, smouldering Vampire Lestat from the Queen of the Damned epic movie. There we go, guys.
Oh, well, there you go. There's your winner there.
You think that's it? You think Lestat's in?
Yeah.
Yeah?
He's basically like goth Bob Dylan.
He is. What's the matter with you, Mark?
Where the fuck? Is YK Kim?
That was not in 2020, mate.
Fuck 2020. YK Kim's music is timeless. He should be nominated. He's the best. I love YK Kim.
All right, mate. All right. Well, he's not. So
bollocks to this.
You can both calm down.
That's how time works, Mark. You go from one year, then Nate, you're in a different year now. Why, K Kim?
Enhance your calm because it's time to open the envelope. Here it is. So. Time. And the winner is, I'm sorry, and the tatty goes to, Fletch, could you read this out for me, please?
Whose handwriting is this?
I don't know.
The Tastiest Jam Award goes to Frankenstein 2000.
Frankenstein 2000 with his synth hit Lauren.
Lauren.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage Frankenstein 2000.
This is bullshit.
What?
This is definitely bullshit.
What?
Who the fuck? That's not even a real song.
It's real. He released it as a 7-inch.
This is ridiculous.
He's gonna play it. Look, he's been practicing all day. Don't touch him. For fuck's sake. Right, he's on. The will demand. Ladies and gentlemen, Frankenstein 2000.
Oh,
Cameron.
For Christ's sake. Give me a shotgun. Vindicate this.
Because now there's dead monkeys all over the fucking place. We said, I mean, it should be common knowledge about Frankenstein 2000, the Vindicator, if you will. Don't touch him, for Christ's sake. He's full of monkey rage. And the monkeys literally came out of him then. He's literally full of monkeys now.
He's made of monkeys.
No expenses spared on our special effects budget. All of it practical effects, though.
And what you want about special effects? This is live, Mark. This is live.
Fuck you, monkey. It's bedtime for Bonzo.
Fletcher, thanks for getting your gun out, mate, and sorting this out. But there is monkeys all over the Thunderdome. This is going to come out of the deposit. Tina said no death unless it's decided by spin the wheel, make a deal. And there was no spinning of the wheel. And it's not, don't say... half monkey shoved in your face on this wheel.
I can't help it, Malachi. If I see a monkey, I just stop blasting.
Yeah, well, just don't be so trigger happy next time. Thanks, though. We've sorted it. Which, unfortunately, we only got 30 seconds of the Lauren song. So I don't know what we're going to do, because...
I find this ethically dubious. I'm a vegetarian, and there's been monkey murder.
Well, just don't look at them, Mark. Don't look at them. It's fine. The imaginary monkeys will be fine because it's time for the fourth award of the evening, ladies and gentlemen. And it's time for our second guest, live on stage, via the portal that has opened, to present the best depiction of our Dark Lord and Saviour in a comedy or horror. Please welcome, from the Laser Graves podcast, Mr. E.K. Wimmer.
I like E.K. Wimmer. He's got a good name.
Hello, I am E.K. Wimmer of the Laser Graves podcast, and I am here tonight to present the award for Best Depiction of Our Dark Lord in a Comedy or a Horror. And the nominees are... You know what? No. I'm not reading these nominees because Satan is real. We've seen him shredding on a double-neck BC Rich, flanked by his sexy demon wives. This is the true depiction of hell, with all the spandex and the leather and the spikes. Therefore, the tatty goes to the Dark Lord himself, Satan!
Thank you, thank you. You know, Shock 'Em Dead was a wild time in my life. I've received many awards, but this tatty has got to be the greatest. Death to false metal!
Hail Satan, ladies and gentlemen, the actual, the beast himself, the beast incarnate. The devil was right here in the Thunderdome. What do you reckon to that then, Mark? Hey?
Well, that's my job fucked, isn't it? Unequivocal proof that I am wrong and that there is God because there is Satan.
Yeah, the devil is real. The devil is real, as we saw him in front of us.
Nice chap as well.
He is a nice chap, isn't he? Very nice chap.
He's more polite than that fucking Joe.
Guys, right, look, the top of the Thunderdome is opening. Oh, Jesus Christ, it's Jesus Christ!
Hi, it's Jesus Christ here, coming at you. Thanks guys for having me on the show. I've been really busy, obviously, but I needed to take time out and say that last award was the biggest pile of shit. Satan gets an award and not me? Really? I mean, it's just been my birthday and I've had to have it during lockdown. Hashtag COVID Christmas, right? Christmas was ruined. New normal, and don't even get me started on fucking Asda. As a result, I am implementing a new award to readdress the Tat River.
Good abs.
Jesus Christ, it was Jesus Christ!
Oh,
What's that in front of you there? For? You read,
it's really the envelope.
What does it say on it?
It says, it's the award for Sleeveless for Jesus.
The Sleeveless for Jesus Award.
Oh, now we're talking.
Oh, God. Well, you, as you've got it, you can open this one.
Right, okay.
Well, we have no nominations. This is a special From Jesus Award.
This is kind of like a Lifetime Achievement Award then, I guess.
Well, kind of, yeah.
Well, let's have a look. Let's have a look. Sleeveless for Jesus. Praise be to Jesus. The award goes to... Oh, it's me!
Oh, Hollywood!
Oh, congratulations!
Outstanding achievements in both fashion and beef.
Beef, 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 beef.
Well deserved.
Oh, well done, mate.
Well, bloody hell.
Well,
where's my tatty? Give it here.
Here you go. Here's your tatty. As you've won the Sleeveless for Jesus Award, Fletcher, would you like the honour of bestowing the next tatty? Because we've got another guest here, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't told you this, we've got another secret guest.
Oh my word.
And as you're as you're the winner, Fletch, do you want to hand out the award for just have a look, see what this one's called.
Give me this. It's called The Fear.
Okay. So and here's the nominations for you here, if you want to read these.
The nominations are The Shark That Ruined Christmas in Jaws 4.
Ooh, it was scary.
Made of teeth, you know.
Yeah, shark facts.
The Internet from Brain Scan.
Oh, that was scary. I mean, I am quite scared of the Internet, you know. Especially when he manifests as a goblin.
I'm more scared of sharks, I'll be honest with you.
Okay.
Getting a bit. I don't like it. I wish I didn't take this.
Well, this is the.
Okay. The Human Mind.
Oh my God.
From Blair Witch 2 Book of Shadows.
Oh, the human mind. That is a very scary thing, isn't it?
Who writes this shit?
I don't know. It's the Tat Academy.
The Conduit.
The Conduit, the Tat Academy.
God almighty. The final nominee is Italian Cinema Demons.
Ooh.
From Demons.
Well, they were scary fellas.
Weren't they zombies?
Well, I'll be honest, I still think the shark is the scariest.
You stink the shark. Well, come on, let's see who won the Fear Award this year.
Okay. And the winner of this year's Tatty Award for The Fear goes to...
Who is it?
This says Dolly Dearest on it.
And they're here tonight!
No!
They're here tonight!
Stop!
No!
Come on, let's go!
It's so good!
Finally be recognised how I work. Especially from you,
Put it into my tiny little
plastic hands.
We are many.
Malachi J. Matthews, look what you've done. You've scared off Hollywood Fletch. This was supposed to be our nice, happy times. Celebrating a year of tat and going into 2021 with good shit. You're a bell end.
Well, I gave him the choice, Mark. He won the Sleeveless for Jesus Award. I said you can do the next one.
Dead monkeys everywhere still.
Look, mate, I'll clean up the monkeys. Pass us the brush and we'll scrape them all off. We'll just scrape them up. Hang on, what?
Huh? Huh? What's that? At the door of the Thunderdome.
There is somebody at the door of the Thunderdome.
Listen to me!
What? It's YK Kim!
I just get the job from Azon.
It can't be! YK Kim, it's a Tat Club miracle! I fucking love Dragon Sound!
I didn't you like this before.
Do you like my costume?
It looks beautiful!
How are things in the business world?
How much money you left in the bank?
No, YK, no. It's been a tough year, you know. COVID's affected my business and that.
I have $50 left.
I'm sorry, I can't. No, sorry.
$200 altogether?
No, I'd love to, but.
Ask him, Mark, ask him.
I don't want to have any trouble.
All right.
Look,
Frankenstein 2000 is dead. We have no musical number for the show now. Could I ask a massive favour?
Sure, why not?
And join you on stage with Dragon Sound for one night only?
Sure.
Oh, fucking excellent. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Y.K. Kim!
Okay, let's go!
Start the fireworks!
What's happening, Mark? It's happening! So that's it, we've come to the end of the second annual Tatties. Thank you for joining us. This means we can leave the time cube and we can go back to my present time, 2021. Guest tonight, Big Fucking Joe, E.K. Wimmer, Satan himself, and Jesus Christ!
When times get tough, you'll see we've been together for so long. Where will you make me strong? I know why you depend on you to show the way to see.
First episode of 2021, we're back onto regular business next week, the three of us with Mortal Kombat. Sing us out, Magic Mark, you've got the voice of an angel. Good night.
We've been together for so long now.